I talked about this for a minute on the episode of The Rebound that we recorded today. I definitely don't want to be in depressed all the time world. And, you know, people listen to podcasts and they do other things for entertainment, for escape. And to just talk about all the misery is no good. But at the same time, I don't want to ignore it. Like, I think that's bad too. So I just want to acknowledge that, like, giving Hitler salutes and pardoning the insurrectionists who attacked the foundation of democracy in the U.S., giving all those folks pardons is horrendous. Denying the existence of trans people is horrendous. And so things are horrendous, and we have to acknowledge that they're horrendous. And the goal is to make you feel helpless and hopeless, and we're neither. So I'm reminding me and you of that. We're not helpless or hopeless, but we are here for your daily Lex.
Your daily Lex.
We had some snow. They thought at first we weren't going to get anywhere we were, and then maybe an inch or two, and then we ended up getting 4 or 4.5 inches. And it was really cold, like crazily cold. It's even crazily colder today, and it's going to get colder still, I think, with this, I don't know, polar vortex. It's very cold. And I was not super motivated to go out and deal with the snow. We have an electric snowblower. We actually have two. We have a shovel. We have a couple shovels. But I had already worked out when the snow fell, and I was like, I don't want to deal with this. And I was debating what to do, because you can pay somebody to plow your driveway where I live, but they want a couple $100, and it did not seem like a couple $100 worth of snow. And I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about, could I bribe my kids? And then my doorbell rang, and there were three kids, pretty young, younger than my kids, I would say. And they were like, would you like us to shovel your driveway? And I was like, how much? And they were like, $50. And in my head, I was like, that seems steep. I bet I could negotiate this. And then I decided, you know what? No, it's not worth it. I do not have to negotiate with these children. So I said, okay. And they got to work. And I don't know, an hour or so later, they ring the doorbell again, saying, okay, we're all done. And I said, I'm not paying for this. Just kidding. I didn't say that. I looked and I saw that they had not done a great job, but they had done an okay job. And I paid them the $50. First I asked if they could make change, and they said no. So then I stole $10 from one of my kids and paired that with the $220 I had, because I didn't want to pay them $60. If they had blown me away, I was absolutely going to pay them extra. But because there were three kids, I thought $60 would be nice. But instead I paid them $50. And it was so joyous, because as I closed the door, I heard them all start whooping and cheering that they had just made this money. They were like so proud and so happy. So I felt good about it, and they felt good about it. And like I said, they did a fine job. They didn't do badly. They just didn't do exceptionally. Were it a little bit warmer, you know, they left so little that it should be able to melt. And some of it has already, you know, at least gotten hit by the sun and, I don't know, sublimated or something. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. The cars can go in and out. Speaking of cars, we had a couple other car and snow related things happening. One was Sierra had her first instructor-based driving instruction. I said that well, but she drove around for 3 hours with an instructor and loved it, did great. And it's exciting, especially because our oldest was really a scared driver. So the fact that Sierra is enjoying it and feels good about it is wonderful. So that was fun. And then Ani had a friend come over before it started snowing. And then that friend, as it started to snow, the friend wasn't making any effort to leave. And then I was like, so what's the plan? Because now if you're going to go home, the friend had driven here. I'm like, I'm not comfortable with you driving home. I would drive you home. And then you can come get your car tomorrow when there's less snow, but I'm not comfortable letting you drive home from here. And the friend's like, oh, no, I'd rather just sleep over. I'm like, okay. So she hadn't prepared for that possibility. So I was like, okay, I will provide you with various things. Things like, you know, toothbrush and some old scrubs to wear as pajamas, whatever. And I know I mentioned some of this yesterday, but then the next day, Jim's ready to drive home. And I had two work calls yesterday, even though it was otherwise a day off. And as I'm getting ready for a work call, Ani and Jin go out to Jin's car to get Jin ready to drive home. And they come back in and they're calling Jin's dad. I can't get it defrosted. Like, I can't get all the snow off. I don't know what to do. And the dad's like, have you been running the car? And she's like, no. Good stuff. So I felt bad because I overheard this conversation, but they had never asked me for help, and I would have given the same advice. And of course, she ran the car for 5 minutes, and then it was easy to defrost, and Jin got to go home. But yeah, And then today, my older two had a delayed opening, which they were just so joyous about. They got to sleep an extra 90 minutes. Liam's school had no delay, so he and I did not get to sleep in any extra. I don't think the 90-minute delay was warranted or necessary, but I mean, the joy brought my older two was enough that I was happy they got it. We got to find happiness where we can, people. Let's do it.